We had a break until 6 p.m., so I decided to drive up to Trump National Golf Club in Briarcliff Manor to check things out and get in a round of golf. It was a humid day, but the course was looking lush and inviting. I love having my own golf courses to play on. By 6 p.m., we were back for the boardroom scene featuring the women's team, who lost in the Zagat rating. Bill, Carolyn, and I talked about our afternoon, and then it was back to business as usual. Funny how doing a television show about business has actually become business to us. I began by mentioning how Rudy Giuliani spoke about leadership to the men's team, and how that seems to be lacking among the women. Even the women admitted the men's team exhibited solidarity and camaraderie lacking among themselves. This particular boardroom scene was an easy call, because the leader did not display leadership qualities, and she refused to call into the boardroom the person who had lost $2,000 for the team. A bad call on her part, and even Carolyn admitted that this group of women made her embarrassed as a businesswoman. During the boardroom scene, I remember thinking that I hoped they could pull it together, and soon. We were finished by 8 p.m., and Melania was making dinner tonight, so we headed upstairs for a relaxing evening at home. Tomorrow, after the task assignment, I would be the Grand Marshal in the Salute to Israel parade on Fifth Avenue, so it would be a busy and exciting day. I would be walking in the parade with Howard Lorber and the New York Board of Rabbis. I've always enjoyed parades, and this parade would be a special one. I have to sign off on The Apprentice covers now, as I don't want to ruin the show by giving you too much information prior to airing. I hope you've enjoyed the background information, and I hope you will tune in and watch for yourself these amazing episodes. As much as I like to write, I can't imagine writing a script for drama like this. Just seeing it unfold every day is as surprising as it is entertaining, and I hope I've given you an idea of what it's like behind the scenes. Enjoy the show and stay tuned. I can guarantee you'll learn a few things.
Trump, think like a billionaire. Everything you need to know about success, real estate, and life was written by Donald J. Trump with Meredith MacIver. Read by Barry Bostwick with an introduction by the author. The recording engineers were Erica Weintraub and Paul Fowley. Editing and post-production by Steven Strassman. The associate producer was Ina Ballard. Trump, Think Like a Billionaire was produced and directed by Elisa Shokoff. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, Trump, How to Get Rich, by Donald J. Trump with Meredith MacIver. Read by Barry Bostwick. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.